Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. You can listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday on Sasa Radio from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. I would encourage you to invite your friends to receive an encouraging word every Sunday on Sasa Radio from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. You can also listen to my broadcast by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. voiceofhopetoday.org. And I post all my radio programs on there as well as my podcast that I have every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can receive an encouraging word from the Lord. So we live in challenging times, but we also live in times of great opportunity. And many of you heard my testimony last week that I was born in Africa, grew up in Africa, have lived 24 years of my life in Africa, so I consider Africa my home. And I believe God has a great work that he wants to do in Africa. You know, years ago, my pastor was in the country of Ghana for a big pastor's conference. And as he was at this pastor's conference, he had a vision. And he was in the office waiting to go out to speak at the conference, at the office in the church. And it was a big conference at a big church. Several thousand people were there, pastors and church leaders. And in the office, he had a vision. In this vision, he saw a map of Africa. And on this map, he saw spots of light all over the map. Out of all over Africa, all these spots of light came out. People wearing robes, they just rose up out of the map of Africa, and they started to walk to the north of Africa. And when they came along the Sahara Desert, there was a wall that went from East Africa to West Africa, and the wall was impassable to go to North Africa and Europe. As he watched these people in robes rising up off the map of Africa begin to walk toward the north, and he asked God, how are they going to get past this wall into North Africa and Europe and other places? But as he watched them walk, as they came close to the wall, there were doors in the wall. But the doors had locks on them, and they couldn't get through. But as each person got close to the door, each person reached in a robe, and they took out a key. And with the key, they opened the door, and they walked into North Africa, Europe, and around the world. And God spoke to my pastor that God was raising up an army out of Africa, and he was giving the key of the gospel of Jesus Christ to walk through North Africa, reach the Muslim world in North Africa, reach into Europe and Asia and in the Middle East with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe out of Africa, God's going to raise up an army of men and women out of Africa. As the light of Jesus Christ continues to spread throughout Africa, God's going to raise up men and women out of Africa to go all over Africa, but also to go north into Muslim countries and to go into the Middle East and throughout Europe and throughout the world. God is raising up an army of believers, and he's giving them a key, and that key is the Word of God. That key is the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to open the door into the Muslim world. You know, the fastest growing church in the world today is in Iran. Now, we all know Iran is a Muslim country. But the church is growing faster in Iran than anywhere else in the world. And because the church is not limited to a building, the church is in the hearts of men and women. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not here or there. The kingdom of God is in you. Because the kingdom of God is in millions of people around the world. And so today, there are thousands of Muslims coming to Christ in Iran. You can't see them. They're not in a church building. They're not meeting openly, but they're quietly meeting in homes and businesses and worshiping God and serving God. And so God is spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world today. I believe we live in the greatest time in the history of the church where God is moving by his Spirit all around the world in order to bring in the end time harvest before the return of Jesus Christ. And God is raising up people from every nation to go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. yeah, there's many opposition, there's challenges and problems, but we can overcome those challenges and problems through the power of Jesus Christ, through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And that's why I'm starting Bible schools in 5 East Africa countries, in Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, and the Congo, because I believe God is going to raise up an army of men and women out of these nations that's going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. And so I want to just bring you an encouraging word on the Voice of Hope today. Don't be discouraged by your problems. Don't be discouraged by your challenges, because we have the victory through Jesus Christ. You know, when the enemy comes against me, I know it's because God is doing a work. If God is not working in you, then the enemy is not going to come against you. But when you do the work of God, the enemy is going to come against you and try to discourage you from doing what God is calling you to do. And so today, I want to just encourage you with the word, Lord, and I want to encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday on Sasa Radio from 7:30 to 8 o'clock to be encouraged in the Lord. But today, the Lord gave me a word that I want to give you today on running your race. And this word is for those of you who are listening to the radio in Kenya. It's also for all of you who are listening to the Voice of Hope today on the internet around the world. This is an encouraging word for you. Running our race. And Paul talked about the Christian life as running a race. He compared it to running a race. And you know, we run a race to receive a prize. And Paul said, people run races to receive a temporary prize, but we as believers, we run races to receive an eternal prize. You know, we're all running races. If you're a non-believer today, you're running a race. Life is a race. Life is doing things every day, and we do things every day to receive a prize. Now, many people run after money. The money is their prize. They think if they get a lot of money, they'll be happy. If they get a lot of money, they'll be successful. And so they run after money. But the problem with money perishes. Money is temporary. You can have money today and it can be gone tomorrow. Also, if you die, you cannot take your money with you. The wealthy man dies just like a poor man. He's put into ground. The wealthy man may have a great burial service, because he has a lot of money, a lot of people will come. But when he's put in the ground, he's just like the poor man. His body rots away in the ground. He cannot take his money with him. There are people who run a race after position and power. And so they run after these things, but position and power is temporary. You may have position and power for a while, but you may lose it. And the same with money. When you die, your position and power has no influence after death. You can't take your position and power with you. Now, money is important. We need money to live Christian life. We need money to live life. But you can't pursue money. Money cannot be the prize, because money is temporary. You know, if you have position and power, you become a person of influence, and that's important. But position and power is temporary. It's a temporary crown. It's a temporary prize that will not last. So what God is calling us is to run a race, and Paul is calling us to run a race that has an eternal prize. And that race is the race of the Christian life. That race is walking with God and following God. That prize of that race is Jesus Christ. That prize of that race is eternal life. And so what kind of race are you running? What kind of prize are you pursuing with your life? And so we're going to look at some scripture verse today that Paul talks about how to run our race. And the first verse we're going to look at is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And you can write these scripture verses down and look at them later. But in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, Paul says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that easily ensnares, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we'll look at some things about this race that Paul is talking about here. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Now, the witnesses he's talking about are the people in Hebrews chapter 11, which are the people of faith. And witnesses mean these are this is the testimony of these people. So we read the testimony of Old Testament people like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like Moses, like all the other great people in the Old Testament. We look at these people's race and life as an inspiration to encourage us in our race. And the one we know the best is Abraham. Abraham was called into a race. He was called into a journey. And we see in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, and it says, now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham, by faith, launched into this race or this journey to the promise of God. God promised him that he was going to make him a great nation, that God was going to bless him, and he was going to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. And when you go to Hebrews chapter 11, you see that Abraham obeyed God and began this race toward the promise of God, or began this journey toward the promise of God. And we read in Hebrews 11:8, it says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go forth to a place which he would receive as inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him in the same promise. For he waited for the city which foundation and whose builder and maker was God. So Abraham is an example of us of the life of faith or the race of faith to what God has for us. And Abraham obeyed God. God told him to leave his father's house, his family, and everything to go to a land he did not know. You see, when God calls us on this journey, he calls us from what we know into a place we don't know. Because a life of faith is a life of trust in God. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith, it says, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is believing in God's word and believing what God has spoken to you to do. So Abraham is an example of faith, example of pursuing God, pursuing what God has spoken to us and promised to us, maybe from his word, maybe something God has spoken to you and me. And we run this promise, we run this race toward the promise of God, that God is going to fulfill his promise. But God is the one we're running for. He said that he, by faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as a foreigner, foreign country, living in tents, for he waited for the city whose foundation, whose builder and maker was God. See, so Abraham went on this journey and raced by faith. But the prize of the race was not just to receive the promise that he would be a blessing and that he would bless all nations, but the prize of the race was that he was going to receive an eternal city whose foundation and builder was God. See, God gives us promises in the race. God gives us things to run for, but our goal is to run for God and for Jesus Christ. And you go to Genesis chapter 15. And Genesis chapter 15, over 5 years have gone by, and Abraham has no child. God has promised him he's going to be a blessing to all nations, but he has no child yet. In fact, his wife Sarah is barren and can't have children. And now Abraham is 85 years old, his wife is 75, and he has not received the child of promise yet. He's left everything to follow God, but he has not received the promise yet. He has not received even one child yet. And in Genesis chapter 15, God appears to Abraham, and it says in Genesis 15:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." And Abraham said to God, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is my servant Eliezer?" And Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, the one born in my house is my servant." So Abraham is complaining before God. He's saying, "God, I've done what you said. I've entered this race. I've gone this journey. I left everything to follow you and to follow the promise you've given to me." And he said, "I don't even have a child yet. I'm 85 years old. I have a barren wife who's 75. It looks like an impossible situation." And so he's complaining to God because he has not seen the promise yet. But what Abraham did not see was what we see in verse 1, Genesis 15, 1. And it says, "After this thing, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in the vision, saying," this is what God said, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." So God told Abraham, "I am your shield." A shield is for protection. So Abraham was living in a foreign land. He was surrounded by kings who had great armies. He had no army. He had no protection. But God said, "I am your shield. I am your protection." And he says, "I am your exceeding great reward." See, the prize for Abraham was not having a son. That was the promise God gave. The prize and reward for Abraham was God himself. See, God is our prize, and Jesus is our prize, and the eternal home is our prize. Now, God's given us promises that we can go to receive those prizes, but the prize is not the promise. Sometimes God gives a promise, and the promise is delayed. The promise has not come to pass. But God has given us that promise, and we need to believe in the God who's given us the promise. God is faithful. But the prize of our race, the prize of doing what God is calling us to do, is God himself. God is our prize. An eternal reward is our prize. Eternity is a prize. Jesus said, "I'm preparing a mansion for you in heaven, a place for you where you can dwell for eternity, a place where there's no sickness or sorrow, a place where you have a brand new body that does not know weakness, does not know sickness. You'll live in a place where there are no problems, where you live in the very presence of God himself." That is the prize of our calling. That's why Abraham left his home. God said, "I am your exceeding great reward. I am your shield and protection." And God is declaring to you today, he's calling on this race, on this journey, and the prize is Jesus Christ. The prize is eternal life. But God has also given us promises of what he wants to do in our life on this journey as we run this race for him. So Abraham continued to run this race. And when he was 100 years old, he finally had a child, the child of promise. Sarah was 90 years old when she had the child, because God can do the impossible in us. But we need to understand that this is a testimony. Paul said in Hebrews 12, "And therefore also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses," this testimony of these who ran by faith, ran the race by faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And you go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, it says, "By faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." So Sarah received strength to conceive seed. She was barren and couldn't have children. It was impossible to have children, but she received strength to conceive seed because when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See, Sarah was not looking at the promise. Sarah was looking at God, who is faithful to do the promise, God who is faithful to do the impossible. See, many times people begin a race, but they become discouraged on the race. They give up on the race before they receive what God has promised them, before they receive the prize. See, God gave their strength to conceive seed, to conceive a child. You know, see, you plant seed for a harvest. You plant seed of corn because you're believing for a harvest of corn. When you plant the seed in the ground, you cannot see the seed, but you plant the seed in faith and you water the seed, believing that one day the seed will come forth and produce a small plant, and that plant will grow up and produce many ears of corn and produce a lot of corn. But you plant the seed in faith. Sarah conceived seed. She planted seed in faith. You see, in this race we have, God is calling us to plant seeds of faith, to believe Him. See, because God wants to produce something in our lives, but we have to be willing to run the race, and the prize is not money. The prize is not position. The prize is not power. The prize is Jesus Christ. The prize is Jesus. God said, I am your exceeding great reward. And when we have faith, we plant a seed. The seed is the promise of God. The seed is the word of God that is given to us that we believe and lay claim to. So Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, like Abraham and Sarah, let us lay aside every weight and sin that ensnares us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. When you run a race, you don't carry a bunch of luggage and bags and everything. You don't carry a load on your head when you're running a race. No, Paul says you lay aside every weight. Anything, you don't carry things in a race. A racer runs, dresses very lightly because he doesn't carry all this weight. And he says, we lay aside every weight, the sin which easily ensnares us. So when we run this race, we lay aside the things that slow us down, the things that keep us, the sins and disobedience. See, you can't carry the things of the world. You can't carry sin in your life, disobedience, unforgiveness, hate, anger, jealousy. You can't carry corruption, all these things. See, when you run the race, you focus on Jesus Christ. It says, focusing on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your race. Jesus is the one that gives you the race. Jesus empowers you to run the race. But you have to get rid of the things that hinder you. And the Holy Spirit reveals these things in your life. As we walk with God, as we learn God's word, that's why the word of God is so important. As we learn God's word and the Holy Spirit reveal things in our life that are not right. And because we're running this race, we lay those things down. See, many people become burdened in their race. The race becomes heavy for them because they're carrying all these sins. They're carrying all these other things in their life. See, Jesus said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, a yoke is two oxen together and they pull together. Jesus says to be yoked with him. See, Jesus has all power. When we yoke with Jesus, Jesus pulls the weight. We're just walking along with Jesus. But he says, take my yoke upon you and learn me. My burden is easy, my yoke is light. See, when you carry a bunch of sin and disobedience, when you walk in things of the world, and you walk in all that things slow you down from running the race. You need to focus on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of faith, like Abraham. Be willing to lay everything down to follow Jesus Christ and to pursue Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the one who provides all our needs. We don't run toward man. We don't run toward the world. We don't run toward riches. We don't run toward power and position. We run toward Jesus Christ, because Jesus is our prize. The kingdom of God is our prize. Heaven is our prize. And so I want to encourage you today. God is wanting to raise up an army that runs the race that God has for him. So Paul says, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despising the shame of the cross. So Jesus ran his race. He gave his life on the cross for our salvation. This is for the joy that was set before him. What was the joy? The joy that he was going to go to heaven and sit at the right hand of God, the place of all authority and power. The joy of the fact that because of his death and resurrection, that millions of people would come to Jesus Christ all over the world. That was the joy of Jesus. So sometimes when you're running a race, you endure the race. When you're running, you get tired running. You can sometimes face discouragement. Sometimes you face problems. You know, when a runner runs, the longer he runs, the more tired his legs become. His heart is beating. He's breathing heavily in the air. He's running. Running is challenging, but you run toward the prize, and the prize is Jesus Christ. The prize is the upward calling of Jesus Christ. You know, God has called each of us to run a race, and our races are not the same. Your race and my race are not the same. We have the same prize, but we're running a different race. You know, because God has called us to different things. Maybe you're a school teacher and you're running a race as a school teacher, not as a pastor, not as a preacher, but as a Christian school teacher. And you need to run with other people. You know, in the Olympics, you have different runners run different races, but they're running together for one purpose, and that is for the purpose of their country, to glorify their country, exalt their country. We're running a race, and our country is not in the world. Our country is not Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, or Rwanda, or America. Our country is the kingdom of God. We're running our race for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're running to exalt the name of Jesus. But let's say you're running as a school teacher. And so you want to run together with other school teachers. So what I encourage you to do is run your race as a school teacher well. Get together with other school teachers who are Christians and begin to pray together. You know, I taught secondary school for 2 years. And every day I sat down with some other Christians who were in my secondary school. And we prayed together every morning before school started. And we read one chapter of the Bible and we discussed that chapter. We did it together every day. We prayed for each other. We prayed for each other's families. And we prayed for the students in our classes. And because of that, our praying together, more and more teachers joined our prayer and Bible study. And then those teachers, as their lives were changed, they began to share Jesus Christ with students and began to share Jesus Christ with the families of students and began to pray with students and brought about a change in our school. See, that was their race. That was my race for that 2 years, was to run that race as a school teacher. Maybe God's calling to run the race as a school teacher, as a Christian school teacher, or as a Christian business person, or whatever you're involved in, that is your race that God has called you to. But the race is not to make, the prize is not to make money. The prize is not to be important. The prize is not to have power. The prize is Jesus Christ. The prize, but you need to run together with other people in that race for the prize of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you today to run the race for Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray for every person. Listen to Voice of Hope today. Pray the encouragement by the Spirit to run that race that you've given them, Lord God, to receive the prize that you have for them, Lord Jesus. Encourage them by your Spirit today, Lord God. Show yourself mighty on their behalf, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you. They're raising up men and women throughout Africa that will show forth your glory and power. And we just praise and glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've been encouraged by this word, you can always send me an email at voiceofhopetoday@gmail.com. voiceofhopetoday@gmail.com. Or you can call a friend of mine in Bungoma, Kenya, Alex Achuti. His number is 727-403-197. 727-403-197. And he'd be glad to pray for you, encourage you. If you have a testimony to share, please share it. And I pray you have a good week walking with the Lord in the race that God has given to you. And Lord willing, I will see you next Sunday on the Voice of Hope on Sasa Radio. Invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope on Sasa Radio every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. God bless you and keep you by his power. In Jesus' name, amen.